USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Democrats are plotting their next moves on a massive social spending package that advances much of President Biden's economic agenda, but it'll also have to resolve several internal battles that are starting to heat up. Congressional Democrats are refocusing their attention on the so-called human infrastructure proposal now that Senate passage of a short-term debt limit bill is in the rearview mirror. Democrats are clearly nervous that they could be made to face political consequences over critical race theory. One politician who is seeking to gaslight Americans into dismissing the poisoning of impressionable young minds is Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe.
It is not taught here in Virginia.
But how do you define it?
Doesn't matter. It's not taught here in Virginia, so I'm not going to spend my time.
Your thoughts on what it is.
I'm not even spending my time because the school board and everyone else has come out and said it's not taught. It's racist.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
While Donald Trump has not announced if he's running in 2024 or not, C-SPAN labeled its coverage of Trump's rally Saturday as Campaign 2024, MSN reported. Jennifer Jacobs of Bloomberg News showed the large packed crowd in Iowa. Estimates were over 20,000 attending. Chris Gothner of KCCI referred to the crowd at the rally as packed. But then, Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, says Joe Biden is the most popular president in Virginia anyway.
Well, just if you look at facts and the polling, the president is the most popular figure in Virginia of anyone currently running for president or any former recent president. So I just note that in terms of the data. But I would say that the president's agenda is incredibly popular.
The director of the National Institutes of Health made a plea on Saturday to unvaccinated evangelical Christians to look at the evidence on COVID-19 vaccines and get the jab. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
USA's Chris Barnes has a report on former President Donald Trump's rally yesterday in Iowa.
The election was rigged.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally at the Iowa State Fair on Saturday evening, the first time he's held a rally since the 2020 presidential campaign.
You can't say I didn't warn you, but I also can't say you didn't get out because you got out and voted like no sitting president has ever received.
Trump calling President Biden's infrastructure bill a naked power grab and also telling Republicans to stay strong and not to allow the current president's plan to pass in Congress. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York and three other states signed a pact this week to share information on guns used in crimes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and three other Democrats, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, and New Jersey's Phil Murphy on Thursday announced the agreement, which says that gun violence continues to plague communities throughout their states and the nation. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf.
And just like so many forms of systemic inequality, and Governor Hochul, you said this very well, interpersonal gun violence disproportionately affects people in communities of color. In 2020, 67.5% of gun homicide victims in Pennsylvania were black, even though black Pennsylvanians make up just 12% of the population.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.